Test. Oh wait, can you hear? Speak into it again.
Speak into
okay,
it.
Okay, it was working.
Yeah.
All right, Bruno and Grace, you better be listening.
Bro, they're definitely not.
Let me.
Oh, we'll listen. I'm gonna text them. We'll listen.
Listen in.
Bro.
Listen,
Marco, doing too much. No.
No, no. I think he's gonna read. I bet he's listening.
I bet they're not. Bro, what did they? They were going to sleep. Why would they stay
because
up
they,
another 30 minutes
I trust
to listen to
their
us?
Word? They said they. Okay, maybe they're not listening. How many people are listening,
optimistic.
Though? Let's find out. Uh oh.
Are you too optimistic?
Am I optimistic? I think I'm a.
Are you too optimistic?
No, I think in general I'm a pessimist.
I agree with that, but this time you're being too optimistic.
I'm optimistic about my. Ooh, wait, why is
you're
this still playing?
You're optimistic about your friends?
Yeah, I think generally speaking I am. But,
that's nice.
But about the world, nah.
I think I'm pessimistic about my friends.
Why? What about? Are you optimistic overall, you think?
Yeah, which is actually an interesting trend.
So what are you? You're optimistic. You're optimistic about the world.
I need to think about later.
You're optimistic about the world, but not your friend. That's interesting. It's possible. What's another? One thought I had at one time was that, ooh, this is going to be such a good segment into my songs. Actually, do you want to do that? I'll say that for later. We should talk first. We should talk in one block.
Oh, I'm going to say this because it's such a good segue into my
songs.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, guys. I have a cold. I probably sound, like, really disgusting.
Yeah.
Usually, I have a much better radio voice. Or so my father says. I can actually, my dad loves to say
oh,
I have a great radio
so
voice.
That's cute. He's wrong, though.
Well, let's look how many times he said it. I'm looking at historical chats for everybody.
You have
all right. Eight. Ready? Look.
Yeah.
This is December 8th, 2024. He says, oh, yeah, I have to go to it. I have to read the whole thing. Okay. He says, Marco, you expressed some interest in switching to engineering. Not sure how you deal with the math. Then he said something about like international relations. I sent you the goal you had. Recalibrate. Ah, video game design. Voice lessons for the radio. See? Okay, another example. August 21st, 2024.
Why would he be giving you voice lessons if you're good at it?
But then he said before, B, you have a great voice for radio. This is a year ago. And if I go to radio, I could find a trillion.
Why is your finger up like you're one of those kids that's like, and I can find a trillion examples.
Because I can't. I will. It's, wait, I just need to look. Boring. Okay, maybe he says it a lot on the phone, but not so much in real life. Okay, new topic. What's going on in the news? What's the news of the world?
I cannot keep this in my mind.
Okay. Well, the stock futures are going up.
Stocks? Why are we talking about stocks?
Maybe we have some investors listening in, and they want to know about stocks.
Where's my water bottle?
I don't know. Like, probably in the other room. No. But wait. Remember, no food or drink. So don't worry. We are not going to get the water bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Bye. I'm going to solo speak for a little bit. I'm going to talk to myself. Yes. All right. I don't know if you guys have been tapped in to the recent social, like, new TV episodes that have come out. I don't know if you've seen it. Does this sound cooler? Boys, the season 5 of the Amazon Prime show, The Boys, released last Wednesday, and this, actually today, the new episode came out, and I just watched that. And that was a really interesting episode. I can't spoil it. But I highly recommend this show if you guys want to, like, watch something interesting. I know also Euphoria season 3 came out. I think this week. That is not something I am personally invested in, but I saw some weird ass clips from the first episode, so I'm sure it's not too bad. In other news, it's going to be cold now for the rest of our time in Boston for the foreseeable future. Until next Saturday, it won't break 60 degrees. So enjoy. Actually, even today it's gonna be cold. It's gonna be 63. But enjoy Friday. It's the last warm day of the year. Also, did you guys know that people reveal the everyday things they stop buying because of how ridiculously expensive they've gotten? That's right. Commodities are too expensive, right? The number one thing people don't buy anymore because of the cost is fast food. Interestingly enough, most people are in a better position to afford this now. But the issue is, when you pull up to the drive-thru to pay for the food, the cost is so immense that you drive away. And according to this quote that I'm reading, they eat more steak now than they do fast food. Like, why does it cost $30 to get Shake Shack? Why does it cost $30 to get Dave's Hot Chicken? You are giving me 2 pieces of grilled chicken and fries. I'm not paying $30 for that. That can get me a sushi dinner. 2, large concerts of pop artists. Why do large... there's an intruder looking into the window. Oh, my God. What the hell? Okay, we're going to ignore that. 2, large concerts. It's crazy. Pop artists can charge hundreds of dollars for their shitty performances. There's no way that's allowed. 3, carbonated beverages. Guys, why are we paying more than $5 for a 12-pack of Coke? Okay, it should be like maybe $3 to $4. That's how it was in the past. Let's go back to the past.
Marco, I heard you put on the radio voice.
Oh, is that my radio voice?
I heard the switch.
Really?
When I was going to get my water.
Do I have the radio voice
when
right now?
I was not getting my water bottle.
Do I have it right now?
No, you audibly switched.
Mm,
You cleared your throat and then you started a whole new intonation of your voice.
All right, I'll switch back into the radio voice. Dinner out. I still do it, but I am mostly disappointed with the quality for the cost. Most of the time, I know I could make it better at home, but it's still fun to go out. Guys, only go out to good restaurants, okay?
Like, what is this list?
This is a list of things Americans shouldn't be paying so much for that we do now.
So is it anti-capitalist or no?
It could be whatever you want. It could be pro-capitalist, anti-capitalist.
And no, it can't. It has to.
I think it could be. It's anti-consumerism. It's anti-inflation. So
anti-consumerism, but not anti what causes the consumerism.
Which is the evils of capitalism. You know, Hassan Piker once said something really important to me, which was, if we're meant to live in a dictatorship, let's live in a dictatorship of the proletariat, not the bourgeoisie.
Okay.
Preach.
What does that... Can you continue?
It means he wants a dictatorship of the working people and not the landowner class. Yes. Number five, beverages and restaurants.
What about that?
I don't have any. I personally am okay with the way the world is run. I think there are improvements. I don't think we should try communism. I like democratic socialism or socialism. Wait, socialism. Yeah, there's like some other reverse of that. The one where you are like half capitalist and half socialist. That's the one I like.
How
online.
Is that possible?
Ask.
I'm genuinely curious. What?
Okay. Let's ask the Nordic countries. I think the way they do it is they have something called co-ops, a lot of co-ops, and state-owned government, state-owned businesses and stuff.
There's a rise in grocery co-ops. Like, there's a big movement in the
A lot of them in New York, like Trader Joe's, and actually REI is a co-op.
Trader Joe's is not a co-op.
I thought it was. Oh
no, co-op means like
the employees own it, right?
In the community, yeah, employees own it. It's not like a nationalized business. Trader Joe's is quite like the opposite of a co-op.
I will look it up. Come back here, Mike. My mic is running away from me.
Depends what definition of co-op you're saying.
It's running away still.
Because if it's cooperatively owned.
Is Trader Joe's a co-op? Unlike corporate chains like Ralph's, Albertsons, or Trader Joe's. So Trader Joe's is not a co-op. Okay, that's not useful. It's a grocery store chain. It's not a co-op. But what is a co-op, I think, is REI. Do you know REI? I feel like this might be a very...
Very what?
A very, like, I don't know if it's only a Northeastern brand. Yeah, REI. I don't know what it stands for, but they do like outdoor gear. Experience initiative.
No.
Recreation exploration.
You're thinking too much in capitalist terms, actually. What do you think about it?
Yes, Tovarish, Sophia. Yes, comrade.
Why are you saying that?
Okay, not experience. You know what? I would let you. You know what? Sure, I'm thinking too much in the cat. What? How should I be thinking? Let's decolonialize the radio waves out of WMFO real quick. Tell me about the what kind of lens I should be applying here.
Well, I'm curious what lens you are trying to apply.
I'm applying the hypothetical lens where I'm trying to find out what the stands for.
What the what?
What REI stands for?
Hypothetical lens.
I'm guessing. Ooh, wait, turn up your headphones. It sounds like way better. It's this one.
How do I turn it up?
This should be a knob here. Wait, is it turning it up when I do this? Hello.
A little bit.
What about now?
I don't think so.
No?
Yeah.
Did it turn up?
What about the music? What happened to the music?
Bro, we were doing a little talking segment. We can do music. Ooh.
Oh, do you want to keep talking?
Do you hear
Marco
that?
Wants to keep talking.
It's a fart noise. Okay. Well, I can stop talking.
It's like a scary noise. No, Marco can talk. Marco can talk for one more minute.
Okay, one more minute. One more interesting thing that I have to share is... Let's
can
go.
Can you do something productive and non-capitalist
okay, what's,
this time?
Okay, let's do a... What's your hottest take?
I don't have hot takes.
You need, everyone has a hot take. They just are too afraid to share it.
I don't know. Can you ask me stuff and then I'll say yes
definitely
or no?
Definitely have a hot take. Okay, I have a hot take. Okay, well, do you want an example
of
something?
Do. Of course you
I think I hate bananas and yogurt.
That's not a hot take.
Well, it would be something
it's
that most people disagree.
Preference.
Okay, that's not a okay. Sure, preference. My preference. I hate sandwiches. Anything that's like.
Oh, that's mine. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like sandwiches?
No, I'm really not a big sandwich person.
I hate sandwiches.
Really?
You're the first person I think I've ever met on every single year of my life that does not like sandwiches.
On
you don't like sandwiches?
Earth. Yeah, no.
Me neither.
I only like the mozzarella and like tomato.
Yeah.
But no meat in it.
I don't like, if someone gave me like a ham and cheese sandwich, I'd throw that shit away.
Hey,
no, I wouldn't.
Whoa,
okay, well, food
okay,
waste.
Okay, Marco. Not too
if I had some
down.
Sound effects,
don't
I'd spam
say,
them.
Don't say we're the same meow, meow, when meow. You throw away your food.
I wouldn't throw it away. I'd donate it to a homeless person on the street. I used to do this. I just want to point that out. I did do that in New York. So if you guys are listening, this is Marco D'Orazio, and I donate food to homeless people on the street.
Oh my God, you're so performative.
Is it performative, or is it just taking credit for my good deeds?
Why are you squeezing the thing?
Because it's satisfying. It's made out of foam. Okay.
What was the hot take?
Is that not... Have you met other person who doesn't like sandwiches?
I can't, no, not
yeah,
really.
I can't name one other person. That's... Wow. Okay.
Bro, this is like almost the same amount of shock you're having when you found out our parents went to BC together.
Yeah, because this is a rare occurrence. I don't think there's that many people in the world that don't like sandwiches. Invented by Edward Sandwich in 1621 in England.
Actually, are you BSing this?
No, I'm serious. I could
definitely
be.
BSing.
I know he's British and I know he's sometime around there. That guy is evil. He should have never been born. Sandwiches ruined my life.
Such hatred. You're such a pessimist.
I'm a actually yeah.
Remember, you're pessimist but optimist about your.
Yeah, because I think people are not
Did
good
Bruno
people. I think
and
people
Grace
aren't good.
Did Bruno and Grace have a text back?
No, they didn't. They probably.
Oh, now whose worldview's right?
They're probably asleep.
No, they're not. Probably not asleep.
For the sake of the, actually, we can be not PG, but no name dropping. Nothing's happening. Don't worry. They're just sleeping.
Actually they probably are.
Yeah, they actually probably are.
Details.
Okay.
That we cannot.
Two more minutes of talking. Air. Personal detail. Oh yeah. I won't tell you what time they're getting up and all of that. That's too private.
Not that. Other personal details.
Oh, what are the other personal details? Oh, I don't share them on air. I don't know which one you're referring to.
There's multiple, but
we could do ASMR. I've never tried that, but wait, you can turn up your mic because you can't really hear it unless you really turn up your mic. Or your headphones. I'm going to fall.
It's
one
up.
Of these.
It's turned up.
Is it?
Wait.
Is it actually?
This one? This is the one I'm connected to.
Oh. Try this. Is it louder?
Yeah, it's louder.
Okay.
Whoa.
Now we can do ASMR.
Whoa. This is really loud.
Okay, wait. Do you want to turn it down?
I don't like the way the sound of my voice.
Really? I don't like the sound of voice on recording, but it sounds good on the air. I like it.
I've been
told I have a radio voice by my father.
Bro, how many times are you going to say this?
And I also did a podcast in
How many
high school
times are you
going to
say that
good.
Your dad told you you had a good radio voice?
Let's say two more times. And I was also told in high school when I did a podcast for my creative English class that I had a good radio
Wait,
voice.
This is bringing back memories because I was on the radio team for elementary school.
Wow, you had a radio team. You had a radio team.
And patrols. Did you have patrols also?
No, is that like hall monitor?
No, like you would direct the traffic.
No, we didn't have that. So I live... Elementary school... Actually, yeah, we didn't have that. We had a crossing guard.
This is actually core memories. Wow.
Yeah, not for me. But,
okay,
do
you want me to explain the patrol role?
Yes.
So patrol, they would direct the traffic and like make sure the kids had time to cross and make sure kids were like getting in the carpool lines correctly. And then the other job, the radio job, was you had rotating jobs like each week. So one was like camera, the other one was microphone, the other one was like background, the other one was lighting.
Uh-huh.
And I was able to get both jobs as an overachieving fifth grader, so. That's the wow story.
I just found that I got accepted to the other internship.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
To AFPC. But I think, I don't know, now I got to talk to my parents about, I have until the end of today, so Thursday, to turn it down.
Shit.
We will see.
They emailed you now? Saying
they emailed me on the 13th. I didn't see it. Because remember, like, how our GIS teacher spammed our fucking email with 5 trillion grade updates? Did you see that?
Scream into the mic.
Oh, yeah, wait. Really, okay, turn down your thing then. It's probably too loud. All right, is this better?
Yeah,
better.
Yeah, stop. All right. GIS,
GIS, did you see that in your emails? She sent like 1 trillion.
Yes, bro. And guess why she did it? Because I emailed her asking. I was like, hello, it's been hard to keep track of assignments that I've done and not done. So
yeah.
Could you double check that I have everything done as and we're nearing the end of the semester? And she did, and she graded everyone's at the same time.
And so that my acceptance got buried in the results there.
The 13th. That's 13th. Like
that's a long time ago.
She did that yesterday.
13th. Wait, I found out. I actually found out I got into this internship. It says April 13th though here. Monday, April 13th at 5:13. So that means I found out I got into this internship before I got into ISW, and I just didn't notice. That's stupid. Okay.
Well, why?
Why what?
Would it have changed anything?
Yeah, I might have accepted this first, but that would have been dumb. I hopefully Shit. Didn't do that. Yeah.
Bro, see, everything happens for a reason. You're fucking like. So, yeah. Good it got buried because you were so nervous about the ISW thing. You were, like, overthinking everything, convincing yourself that it wouldn't work, convincing yourself that you had a bad interview.
Yeah.
And it worked out. For those reasons, imagine you had chosen the AF, whatever.
PC.
AFPC.
I don't know.
Because you were so down Sometimes. On yourself on a non-existent, yeah. like, flaw.
Sometimes I have, like, moral questions with my career path.
Really?
Yeah. I think it doesn't culturally fit in with who I am at school.
Mm.
I feel like. But whatever. That's how it ended up.
Well, you have agency in it. It's not like how you
ended Yeah, but it's up. Like, I don't know. So this is a longer than a 30-minute conversation, which we can't have because I want to play music.
Can I have it, though?
We'll play music. Okay. Basically, I like the defense aspect of security, which is like the weapons that kill people usually, or the tech things. Like, it's just like all the weapons and all the technology there. I like. The negative thing is that the world is becoming a lot very violent, and all those weapons are getting used in very controversial ways. And so my liking of them becomes like a support. It ends up becoming like a supporting thing for the way they're getting used, which isn't like, it's not purposeful because I don't support all the ways they're being used. It's more of just like an appreciation of like the engineering that goes into it.
Yeah,
that's why I try to keep it like not political. But now I'm like joining, like, you know, where's my career path gonna go? It's probably gonna go to the US government or the private
Does it
sector
have to, though?
It doesn't have to, but I couldn't see it going anywhere else.
Why?
Because I've tried I hate the NGO field. Like, I don't appreciate. I would work in an NGO if the NGO was, it was the 90s and they weren't so bloated. Like, the issue with NGOs is they were created like a while ago. And one, they wouldn't have funding. I guess this is more for UN NGOs, but they wouldn't get funding from like they're not for profit. So they wouldn't really have to. Like, apply, like, struggle with funding. Sorry. They wouldn't struggle with funding, but nowadays, they'd only have, like, a very narrow goal. Like, I don't know. I want to bring foreign aid to some poverty-stricken country and help the people there. And nowadays, what's happened in the ecosystem is all of these NGOs realize that, one, they can make money from pocketing UN funds and doing fundraisers and stuff. And two, if they achieve their goals, if they had a limited like scope of goals, then their NGO would go out of business because they would achieve their goals. So what ends up happening is there's a lot of NGOs with really broad kind of like, either you're a big NGO and you're doing a lot, which is good, or you're a small NGO like Peace Boat and you don't do a lot, and you have a really broad subset of goals. And it's basically a lot of like rhetoric. Like your whole business just becomes a business of rhetoric. Like how well can I talk about the things that I'm doing when in fact, like an actual day at work is like, basically you're doing nothing. You're just writing grants to get money.
Yeah. Saying so about the these things that you're doing. So the reason for this, like what is the connection that you made? Like your second point.
Like why is it happening or why won't I do it? Why don't I want to do it?
No, why is it happening?
I think it's because people are greedy.
Why is it bloated?
The UN system's bureaucratic, and as long as they like, there's probably a couple thousand UN NGOs that have like some sort of status in one of the organs of the council, or not the council, the UN. And the UN doesn't want to get rid of them because it looks bad, and these organizations know that they're going to make some money. They just don't. There's no reason for them to get rid of themselves. Like. They don't want to get rid of themselves.
They have a strict mission, and if that mission's completed,
then they don't have a purpose.
Yeah.
Forget who I talked to. I talked to someone. I had an internship at a UN NGO last summer. I talked to someone there,
and this was their criticism. But you can't generalize that one NGO to all NGOs.
But I was in a building with like 19 other NGOs. They all function the same way. It was really funny. Because I think we spent about 95% of the day basically writing grants. This is their main office, by the way, in the U.S. We spent 95% of the day just writing grants for money, saying things that we would do to help the environment. And then meanwhile, this entire UN, like this entire NGO's purpose is just driving a boat, like a cruise ship around the ocean. Not a green cruise ship, a diesel burning cruise ship. So just polluting the environment while like just talking about like how great they are for sustainability. Like I don't understand how this is like.
What is the project? What are they doing?
Their general goal is to educate the youth. But what ends up happening is one, it costs $10,000 to go on the ship. So no youth is doing that. They don't have really any financial aid for youth that want to do that. And then what ends up happening is just a bunch of old Japanese retired people who can afford that just go on the boat. It's like doesn't achieve any of their goals. But like, yeah.
Wait, really, so what are their goals?
It's to achieve the UN SDGs, which also are super broad and very hard to reach. And to, I think, just like generally educate the population on the UN SDGs and like what sustainable practices and stuff, which aren't bad inherently. But I think the reason I make fun of them is because of how often like they just get used in a rhetorical sense rather than like, oh yeah, we're going to be like, we're actually going to do things sustainably, or we're just going to be like, oh yeah, like that's a sustainable, this is a sustainable practice. Like, is it actually sustainable, or is it just like not like absolutely terrible? Like, I wouldn't say a boat that runs only off solar panel or solar power is sustainable because you're still going to have waste. But like someone might call that like, okay, yeah, it's sustainable. But is it like, it's not really sustainable. Hmm. Like you couldn't do that forever. So like, I don't know. Sure. It's eco-friendly. It's more friendly to the environment, but it's not, I don't think it's sustainable. And that's why I make fun of these, like all these NGOs that like to talk about sustainability. Cause in reality, they just want money.
Hey, not all of them, please, bro. This is my parents' jobs.
But are they in an NGO or they're in a UN body? I thought they did FAO.
FAO and WFP.
Yeah. World Food. Okay, World Food Program, that's a big NGO. That I would say they do stuff. But
do
I'm talking
stuff.
About like...
What do you mean stuff?
Like they do a lot of things. Like they actually don't spend all day writing grants and talking about things they're going to do. They do things.
Okay, so there's a difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said this. Make that distinction. I did. I said the big ones, like UNICEF, the World Food Program... Yeah. Human
but,
Rights
but
Watch.
Also, my dad has talked about it being inefficient in some senses. Isn't that the same like connection you were making? But there's also no like cross NGO or cross organization collaboration.
There's none
because they're competing.
Mm.
Because it's yeah, not. They should be working together, but working together cuts out numbers.
Yeah.
And they're competing.
Yeah.
For funding and for. Like, the people in the job don't want their job to be cut because there's now a collaboration with another company that does a similar thing but could aid the process.
Yeah, that makes sense. I remember there was this, we went to some, like, LeBron, my throat is cooked. I'm very, very sick.
Yeah, Yeah, my throat is cooked. Like, during our group project, he was just, like, smoking the shit, and it was blowing straight into my...
He was smoking water vapor.
Okay, please, music time.
Yes, music time. Oh, my thought that I was going to transition into... This is my deep thought that I have. Sometimes I think people, when they you know, you have all these people that are terrible, maybe not terrible people, have questionable things that they think and do, but they listen to a lot of good music, and I think they should listen more closely to the lyrics of the songs they listen to.
Bars.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Just let the spare moment fly. Je veux vivre et crier, marcher longtemps dans les rues, observer les gens muets dans la chaleur du soir, les bras nus, me nourrir uniquement de la nuit, de ses défauts et de sa folie, puis recommencer deux jours plus tard, faire ça toute ma vie. Monter en haut des toits, faire des portraits de mes amis, parler à des gens que je connais pas et m'en tirer sans trop d'ennui. Voilà, c'est ça ce que je veux. Des jours avec du soleil et de la pluie.
J'écris des chansons, je ne les chante pas. Et ton nom, je ne le dis pas. C'est des histoires que tu t'inventes. Romance d'un soir si ça t'enchante. Faut pas le dire, mais c'était court, faut pas l'écrire. Ça pue l'amour, ça sert à rien, pourquoi courir? Il y en a plein des filles désirent. Faut pas le dire, mais c'était court, faut pas l'écrire, ça pue l'amour, ça sert à rien, pourquoi courir, il y en a plein des filles désirent. Ce que tu touches, tu le détruis. Mon corps se couche sur ton ennui. J'ai fait l'impasse sur les mots doux, comme une terrasse en plein mois d'août. Fais pas semblant car je le sais, tu ne m'aimes que parce que je te hais. Mais c'est pas grave, tant pis, je prendrai un taxi. La possibilité de t'aimer comme gravir une montagne, je l'ai déjà envisagé, tu peux sortir le champagne. Je veux commencer quelque chose de nouveau, laisse-moi espérer un avenir plus beau. J'ai loué une voiture, je suis partie à la mer, toute seule, je te jure, voyage en solitaire. J'écris des chansons, je ne les chante pas. Et ton nom, je ne le dis pas. C'est des histoires que tu t'inventes. Romance d'un soir si ça t'enchante. Faut pas le dire, mais c'était court, faut pas l'écrire. Ça pue l'amour, ça sert à rien, pourquoi courir? Il y en a plein des filles, désirs. Faut pas le dire, mais c'était court. Faut pas l'écrire, ça pue l'amour.
is this supreme power that gives me the ability to be everything if I just allow it to happen. It's about saying, open this wall for me, please. Open this wall for me, please.